This is RSBNB Update, episode 29, recorded on Thursday, January 5th, 2006. This week with Shane1288, Pika69, and Carl67. Carl is our, he won the little contest we had before the RSBNB drop party in December, but we were unable to have him on due to technical difficulties, so he's here today with Pika and myself. Would you guys both say hello?
Hey guys, what's going on?
Something a matter, Pika?
Hello.
Just one of the links. It's nothing.
Oh. Yeah, well. Anyways, back on track now. As I was saying, we didn't have any show last week because I was sick and I couldn't really talk. So.
Yeah, he was sick. I heard it is horrible.
Yeah.
So.
Anyways, why don't we start with maybe Carl telling us a bit about himself? Why don't you do that right now?
Okay.
Go ahead.
I don't really know what to talk about.
Well,
just talk about yourself. Like, how do you feel right now?
I want to conquer the world.
But what makes you really want to conquer the world? Do you want to conquer the world, or do you want the world to conquer you?
Why doesn't he just tell us about his RuneScape character? That would be a good place to start. Tell us about it.
Yeah, what inspires you to play RuneScape?
The fact that it's not as addictive as World of Warcraft could ever be.
Mm-hmm. I see. I've never
and
played
the fact that it can work on these slow computers.
Mm-hmm. That's a good point. What about your character level total? That card is
92.
Oh yeah. What about your total?
I don't know, but I think it was around 1,240 something.
Oh yeah.
That's good. That's good.
Yeah. That's
so
good.
About 1,200.
Yeah, that's good. Anyways, I think it's time to go on to our RuneScape updates that we have.
Yes.
Last week, when they got back to work after their Christmas update. They brought in some new Australian worlds.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Interesting thing is, Jagex can't count. It goes straight from world 104 to 105. Anybody have any ideas on this?
Goes 104 to 105?
Or no, it goes 104 to 106, I mean.
Oh.
105 is missing.
There never was a 105?
Mm-mm.
That must be the secret Jagex world that they use
for
testing stuff.
Area 51?
But Area 105.
I get it. Area 105. I don't know, that just seems kind of strange.
Oh, I actually went on one of the Australian servers, and they're really laggy if you're not, like, in Australia, because...
Yeah, because they are designed for the Australian people.
I mean, they're even slower than the Amsterdam ones. So.
Well, yeah. I think part of the reason is that there's not as many big backbones heading to the U.S. from Australia.
Yeah.
Or heading to the U.S. to Australia. Not as many backbones as there are as going from Europe to U.S. and back and forth. So that could be a reason.
So if you're not in Australia or New Zealand or in Oceania somewhere, don't use the Australian one.
Sure, that sounds like a good thing. What else do we got? This week, the magic training area. Either of you guys gone there this week?
No, I haven't even. Been
I have
escape this week.
Carl, what do you think about it?
If you ask me, it's practically the best place to train magic.
Oh, really?
And that's what it's supposed to be, anyways. Yeah, but it's for non-combat spells, anyways.
Yeah, yeah. I don't know. Non-combat, I guess. Sure. I don't know. It seems kind of...
Like...
I have better... This is one of those updates where it's a nice thing, but I have better things to be doing than playing with cosmic runes.
Like, what exactly do you do there, though?
Well, there's four separate areas. Oh. The Alchemist Playground, area for people that like enchanting things, place where you get to use bones to bananas, and the Telekinetic Theater.
Does it, like, give you more experience or anything?
Well, I think you do get magic experience from it. Mm-hmm. And then you get these pizzazz points. Yeah, pizzazz points. From each one. And you can use it to buy certain types of magic armor and equipment.
That's very, a lot of pizzazz right there, I mean. Wow. Okay.
Yeah, so that's what this week consists of.
A lot of pizzazz.
Pizzazz in the update. Maybe they'll keep putting more pizzazz in the updates.
Let's go pizzazz it up.
Time to be moving on.
Yes.
Looks nice with the flying books and stuff.
What?
Yeah, there's flying books. It looks like they took a page out of Harry Potter.
Okay, are these people high when they design this stuff? Because
I don't know, flying books. Like, there's books walking around.
I have to see this myself. I mean, last time I checked, books don't magically fly around even with magic.
Well, I don't know. Take a look at it. It's north of the Duel Arena Bank?
Yeah.
Go in the Duel Arena, go to the bank, and then just head straight north of there.
I'm scared.
Oh yes, another thing they did update is they updated the world map this week, which is good.
Nice
so,
books.
Yeah, that's good.
That's great.
January behind the scenes. what do we got in store for January? Another agility course, expansion to the games room, and two desert quests developing the god storyline.
That's cool.
Desert
which god?
Zaros, probably. I don't know, Carl, what do you think on this whole Zaros thing? We never asked you before about it.
I actually like the whole unlocking the Zaros secret stuff.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's fun.
In fact, I don't even know much about him.
Well, he's the evil god.
I stole a staff.
Yeah.
For 80K.
Mm-hmm. Well, that was what we have in store for January, and should be an interesting year for RuneScape. Lots of pizzazz, I guess. Start off the year with pizzazz.
I want a player-owned house. Player-owned houses, guys. Player-owned houses. Right now. They said that they would give it to us at the end of 2005, and they didn't. I want my house now. I want a house. Player-owned houses. Right now.
I don't
Today. Know. Right now. Why are they not here? Why?
I don't know. They're still being worked on. They're still being worked on.
Why
so.
Didn't they mention them in this one?
I don't know. There's something I read on the official forums that they are still putting lots of work into them.
No, they'll be crappy, I bet.
Yeah. Anyways, we're moving on to what we were about to do last week, but we didn't because I was sick. The best of 2005 for RuneScape. And the winner is... The top three winners, I will announce out right now, are Slayer, Desert right. Treasure... Mm-hmm. And the Christmas update.
What?
Yeah, the Christmas update got 4 out of 5. Desert Treasure got 4 out of 5. And Slayer got 4.16 out of 5.
Okay, I can see Slayer and Desert Treasure, but I like the Karamja dungeon. Or Karamja, or whatever you spell it as. Or pronounce it as.
That got
Karamja.
That got 3.6 out of 5.
I kind of like the rat pits. I mean... Wow, that was genius right there.
Fighting your cats?
Mm-hmm.
I see. And, lo and behold, the lowest things we got on that list were the Jagex shop and the new website.
I'm actually liking the new website now.
Oh, really? I still can't find my way around it. I think it's a piece of crap.
I like the world setup, the world list.
Yeah, they need to make it better. For some reason, it feels that I'm closer to San Francisco than I am to Seattle. And closer to Toronto than Seattle, so they should really fix that.
Because you know Edmonton's in California.
So. Edmonton is not in California. But apparently that's what the Jagex application thinks.
It was sarcasm, Shane.
Yeah, and I know that.
Okay.
One thing that's not on this list is CookX. I forgot to put that in, but I think that's a pretty good update, CookX.
That'd probably be number one.
Yeah, probably be up there with the others.
Is when you have 2,000 sharks to cook, CookX really helps.
Yeah. Anyways, Moving down the list, Barros is number 4.
Oh, really?
Yeah, at 3.8. Those Barros items are still pretty popular, so that's good.
As the markets ruled.
Yeah. And then Morning's End
the,
Part 2.
A piece of the Felidor market.
Yeah. Morning's End Part 2 shortly after the Barros.
But
so,
Barros
that, I like that quest.
Barrows is good.
Runecrafting update.
Oh, yeah.
Morning's End Part 1. Mm-hmm. The weapons update, 3.33, that featured the Dragon Scimitar. Fight Caves was tied with that. Roving Elves. Magic Carpet Ride. Easter update.
Champions.
Wyverns, Granite. Devious Mines, 2.8. Halloween, 2.8. Farming, 2.6.
Really?
I would have expected that to be lower.
Like, point something.
Yeah. Celtigrim, 2.5.
2.4?
Don't know.
2.4 for farming?
2.6.
In my case, I thought it'd be lower.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. We'll post this list.
2.6.
We'll post this list later, except it won't have that funky URL on the end. So, yes. Just a quick rundown of what we had for 2005. I think 2005 was a good year for RuneScape, except for these few updates at the bottom. So, yeah. Hopefully 2006 will be a better year. So,
2006, yes. But I think 2005 was a good year for RuneScape, as you said, but...
Yeah.
I just, like, but remember back in the day, 2004, things were simple.
Yeah.
Back before all the dragon stuff came out, it was amazing.
Simple?
I mean, back in the day when the only dragon armor was just the square and the med, that was good stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Good times.
Well, not coming back. Time is something we can't traverse. Anyways, how about we head into tech news? We don't have any questions this week.
No. Oh, I noticed that.
Yeah, we don't have any right now. But
Send us questions, guys. We need questions.
Yes, okay.
Tech news, yes.
Tech news. Pika is still a bit quiet in tech news, so maybe he'll fix his level by the time we're done.
Don't worry about it. It's good.
Okay. The Windows Metafile virus. It's a serious flaw in your favorite Windows XP. You can get infected by just viewing one of these WMFs. They can be put on a web page. Figures it's one of Microsoft's formats that's causing the problem. So, the best way to protect yourself from this is patch your computer just by going to Windows Update. You can access Windows Update by going in Internet Explorer to Tools and then click Windows Update, and then it'll patch your system for you. Both you guys should do that after the show. Patch your systems.
I do that quite often.
That's one thing. It's very serious. Best you could do is run Windows Update. On January 3rd, Intel unveiled its new identity plan. So definitely going to be seeing a change in Intel. You know the Intel Inside logo that they've had for such and such a long time?
Oh, it's classic.
I know. They're dropping it.
Huh.
Yeah. Their new slogan is going to be Leap Ahead, showing what the company can do.
Well, they'll have Intel Inside back in no time, I bet.
I don't think so, Pika.
I think they will.
No. Anyways, important thing with this is they're starting a new platform called Viv, which will be used for Home Media Center, spelled V-I-I-V. Mm-hmm. Leap ahead. Mm-hmm. Go for a leap. And we'll post some links to the type of architecture that they have. Like, they show the Pentium 4. It's just a whole bunch of their logos. It's a good logo collection if you want to see the new Intel logos. Like the new Centrino one. They all follow the same shape and have a different thing for each one. Intel Core Solo inside, Intel Core Duo inside, Pentium D inside, Pentium M inside, Pentium H4HT inside, Pentium Extreme inside, Pentium 4 inside, Pentium 4 Extreme inside, Pentium 4 HT Extreme inside, Celeron M inside, Celeron D inside, Itanium 2 inside, and Xeon inside.
Wow.
Yeah, lots of processor brads, hey?
That's good.
Yeah. Almost catching up with that Dragon list.
Oh, yeah, I was just thinking about that, actually.
Dragon.
Mm-hmm.
You got your Dragon nose picker for Christmas, I hear, hey?
Someone was actually talking to me about that list, like... Oh, I think it was Tom. Oh, yeah, Tom, if you listen to the show, I just want to say hi to you. I remember him saying to say hi to him.
Tom? Who's Tom?
Oh, this guy I know from England. He's cool.
I see.
Best RuneScape player ever.
What about Pantel?
Oh, Pantel doesn't listen.
No? Because that's because he lives in your head, right? And he's from Greek? From Greece?
Shane.
Yes?
You are treading on thin ice, my friend.
Well, Pika has his friend called Pantel. I thought he wasn't real at once, but I know he's real now. Because
yes.
Once Pika had said that he lives in my head and he's from Greece. So that kind of made me think that he wasn't real. But I did.
I never said that.
But I met him on RuneScape once.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
He's cool.
Yeah. Anyways, one more tech story. Next week we're having a Macworld, which is a big Mac conference every year that happens. I got a list here of the top 10 things that could be announced at Macworld with the odds of it happening. For example, the odds of an Intel PowerBook are 50-1, and the odds for an Intel Mac Mini is 1-1. So definitely something that you guys might want to see. 1 GB iPod Nano, maybe. Who knows? That was just something I thought I'd mention next week, something that I'll be watching. Shall we move on to rants? What's wrong?
My internet exploded.
Oh, really? Were you trying to patch your system while you were trying to record?
No, I clicked on the link for the Macworld blog.
Oh, really?
Yeah. It's small things like that. Guys, Windows is evil, blah, blah, blah.
Anyways, Carl, how about we get you to read this first rant?
Yes, I was reading this while you guys were talking about tech news, so would you like me to say it as if it was stupid?
Just read
yes.
it. Yeah, read it however you think the person would say it.
All right. This happened to me recently. I was at Barrow's. My kill count was at 4, and got Darlok left. So I went to Darlok, then I froze him. And a second later, some guy comes in. He was trying to tell the other me. I couldn't move, eat, or drink. Darlok was close to his bed, and my prayer was down. So I accepted his offer and go to Lumbridge. I could have died. From this moment, I put accept aid off. Tell me what you guys think of this. My suggestion, you can't tell the other in the tomb or other in the tunnel.
There is an option to turn the accept aid off. That is something that you should definitely be doing if you don't want to get teleported away, because I think this is a problem that this person had on his own. So, not my fault, not Jagex's fault. They shouldn't turn it off down there, but turn off your own accept aid if you don't want to get help. I think we can all agree to that, hey?
I guess so.
Pika, have anything to say on that?
Yeah, I can agree to that.
I agree to it, I guess.
Okay.
I mean, you should only put accept aid to on if you want to be teleported.
Yes, gotcha.
But, like, I hate when I walk through Sears, it's always Sears or the Duel Arena where people, like, want to train their magic on me by teleporting me somewhere. And I'm like, no, man, I gotta go fish, man. I can't fish in Lumbridge. There's no sharks there, man. I'll stay here, man.
Oh, yeah.
Peace.
Okay. I'm gonna read the next one.
Okay, say it with passion.
Okay.
Say it the way Pika would.
Okay.
In the spirit of Pika.
Okay. I hope people respect where I'm coming from here.
Okay.
In the previous thread, Reliance spoke of a 124 who lost Guthan's whip, etc. I'm that player. I'm really angry at the layout. I was using Guthan's to heal, was fairly low on HP. When I change over to Guthan's to heal, and an Aberrant Spectre came over and hit me a couple of times, reducing my stats and hit points, I had no chance. My Dragon Battle Axe was protected over my whip. I lost well over 10 million in cash. I heard so many complaints about this, but never actually thought it would happen to me. I was so close to 85 Slayer, and I'm now flat out without cash, and due to a silly thing like that door, which doesn't close between sections. Now I need supporters. I need people to prevent this in the future. It will happen. I've accepted that it's happened to me, but we need to ensure it doesn't go on. Please leave your name to support that it doesn't happen again. Thank you.
You know what I'm going to say about this, right?
Yeah.
You can. Everyone listening that's listened to me before can predict my answer.
Yeah. It's part of the game?
Yes. It's part of the game. This guy should have brought teleport runes or a ring of life, okay? Seriously, if you're going to have over $10 million in cash with items with you, you're obviously going to be in better shape if you take a dueling ring so you can teleport, or teleport runes, or a ring of life.
Yep.
Or even your glory amulet. I mean, it's all good stuff, so use it. Don't die like this guy.
But they did make this door bigger. The door to the specters. You know, the door between the specters and the blood belts?
They made it bigger?
Yeah, so sometimes now a specter can wander in the room.
Into the
blood veiled room.
What's up with that?
I don't know. But maybe it's a good point now to...
They'll kill the level 50 noobs that go in there.
When you're training on Bloodvelds, maybe it's a good point to wear a nose peg.
Maybe. I like to wear my bear head helm because it protects me from magics, from the But whichever helps.
Yeah, so that's just a little rant we have there.
And yeah, the specters really do hit hard sometimes.
Yeah, they can knock your stats down all the way.
Yeah, they're only 96, but man, they really hit hard. So.
Mm-hmm.
But I sympathize with this guy.
I agree with that.
$10 million in cash is a lot to lose for some people. But he is 124, so he could have by now known to take teleport runes with him.
Yes.
But,
I'm always careful when I'm in those kind of situations.
I'm not going to make fun of him or anything. Just
warning out there to everyone.
Keep teleport runes with you.
Yeah, keep them with you and don't carry too much valuables if you're having issues with it. So, yeah. I think we're pretty much done on ranties now. We have a shorter show this week because no questions. Definitely be a shorter show for those of you guys on a time constraint.
Okay.
Yeah. let's move on to RSVNB matters, shall we?
Maybe. Hey? Okay.
All right.
Yeah. We're moving on to RSVNB matters now.
We are past the specters.
Yeah, but we're past the specters.
Okay.
We have added a new calculator on the website. New calculator tells you which skill level you're closest to level.
Okay.
So what you can do is you can enter in your RuneScape name, hit the Get Stats button, and then it'll pull up your stats. And then if you sort it XP to next level, the one with the shortest number is the one that's closest to your XP. And then the bar on the side shows the progress. And the more green there is, the closer you are to the level.
Wow, this is amazing.
Yeah, Mike made this. For example, right now, I am 1,800 XP away from a fire-making level, or 87.39% when you mouse over the percent bar. That's what it says. So, definitely, this is an excellent piece of work, and it looks good, too. You can take a look at this by going to the calculators menu on the front page and mousing over the drop-down, and it's click skill comparison. That was just a little thing that we added yesterday. So this is just a nice little calculator. Looks really good, too. Anyways, I am 163k away from a fletching level. Very sad. That's pretty much what we have on RSPNB news this week. Submissions are coming along. You guys can keep submitting things. Keep submitting the items, data, the items, monsters, and stuff.
This calculator really looks good.
Yeah, it does. Just keep submitting stuff. keep submitting stuff. Now comes the time when we look at what have we been doing on RuneScape. You guys should go first. Carl should go first since he's the guest. What have you been up to on RuneScape?
I tried out the Mage Training Arena.
Mm-hmm.
I'm having problems with the Enchanters area.
Oh, yeah.
I'm good with the others. But it seems Alex doesn't have any problems with the Enchanters one.
Hmm, yeah.
That's because they don't enchant that well. Much.
Yup.
So now I'm in the Agility Arena.
Mm-hmm.
The current time.
Oh, yeah. What's your agility level?
It's 62.
Oh, yeah. That's good. I don't know. I'm not much of a fan of agility, and I think...
The only skill I beat Alex in.
Oh. And I think Pika is a lesser fan of agility than me, right? You don't like agility.
Well, according to the calculator, that's the skill I'm closest to getting a next level in.
Oh, so maybe you should go do some.
Wow, you can order it by progress or XP till next level or current XP or your current level or skill. Wow.
Yeah.
This thing is amazing.
What has Pika been doing on RuneScape?
I got level 107 combat.
Oh yeah, anything else?
Congratulations.
No, nothing much, really. I was going to quit RuneScape at level 100, and I thought I was really going to quit it, you know. I went through the 12-step program and all that. but I went to all the council meetings and all that, but it got the best of me, and now I'm 107, and it feels great, but at the same time, I could have been living a nice life out there, but RuneScape, it's dangerous, guys. Stop playing when you can. Or you'll end up like me.
I see. I guess it's my turn now to say what I've been doing.
Shane, it's not too late for you, buddy.
No, I'm not quitting yet. I just finished getting smithing levels. I got 65 smithing.
Ooh, nice.
Making cannonballs, making 28,000 cannonballs.
28,000?
I sold them today.
Yes, and Alex.
How much money?
All of them?
I sold them all. Good. There was a good amount of profit. I'm not going to say how much I have because that would make my account vulnerable if I said how much I had now.
Okay.
And now that means I can do Devious Minds, and I'm currently working on a plan after now. For after. Anyways. Anybody have any last minute remarks here on this short episode?
Chocolate chip cookies taste really good during a podcast.
Oh, yeah.
They taste good. Just turn your mic off whenever you want to eat some so nobody hears it. It's good stuff.
What about you, Carl? You have anything to closing remarks, Carl?
Yes, I do know that Alex bought 1,000 of that ammunition.
Mm-hmm. The rest went actually pretty quick. I sold the rest in a 10K amount and then the rest in a 17.8K amount. So, lots of cannonballs sold today. I think we're done.
Did you sell them all to one buyer?
Two buyers, and Alex.
That's an amazing feat in itself. I could never, sit down and make 28,000. Oh, I'm going on my task to make 100,000 steel arrows. I've got about 91,000 so far.
Oh, yeah. What are you going to be using these for?
I'm going to sell them to the highest bidder, guys.
Oh, I see.
Starting at, 30, 35, 30-something each. I'm not advertising them right now. I'm just suggesting that you buy them. You know.
All right.
Not advertising. So not advertising. So if you want them, contact me now, please. I'll have a bid later, so... James,
I don't know.
It's just a show. It's just a show.
You can
do this, Shane.
Yep. I think we're done. Episode 29 of RSD.
29. Over and out.
See ya, everyone. See ya next
y'all.
Week for episode 30.
See ya.
Goodbye.
See ya.
And by the way, currently episode 6 of RuneScape Funnies is complete.
Oh. See ya.